gentlemen.
The Pop 10.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pop 10 for 2018. I'm Dave.
And I'm Allison.
And this month, we want to do something a little different. We want to take a step back and give you almost a best of one of our categories. And this category is probably the one that's most near and dear to my heart, and that's viral. I absolutely love viral things and videos and memes. And we just want to take a look back at 10 of our favorites and give you a Pop 10 list of 10 awesome, hilarious, viral bits over the past couple of years. Now, October was a crazy month. My Boston Red Sox won the World Series, so congrats, Red Sox. And we're going to talk more about that stuff in the future. We've also had a slew of new content on the YouTube channel, from our DragCon compilation video to a pop-up vlog to a great little spot from our good friends over at Patchology to Allison and I covering Spooky Empire. So please head over to youtube.com/thepop10. That's youtube.com/thepop10, and check that out. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our top 10 favorite viral categories from the past couple years of the podcast right here on the Pop 10.
Number 10.
We're going viral. And this is a category we were coming up with the Pop 10. I was like, how much juice can we get out of the squeeze here? Because I love viral videos. Mm-hmm. They make me laugh.
There's a billion of them.
Yeah. And they make commercials out of them now.
Yeah.
They turn them into commercials.
No, it's like a thing.
And viral things are great. Vine has been huge for that.
Yeah.
Have you ever vined before?
No.
And Vine is still a thing. But Vine, you know, it's tiny little 7-8 second videos. I think
right.
Maybe up to 10.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I don't know. I don't know the exact. Maybe I should do research more often. But I think it's like a 10-cent clip. A 10-second clip that you can do. And Vine just produces viral stuff, basically.
Right.
And people try really hard, which is kind of funny. Just to go on Vine and look at the shit that people put up there.
Right.
But this one is one of my favorites. It's not even that old. It's not even a year old. But there was a woman, and I don't have her name because I'd probably have to pay her. But she made this Vine where she went to Del Taco. It's a restaurant, fast food. I just saw one in Florida not too long ago. On my way to seeing Suicide Squad for the third time in the movie theater. But she was looking at Del Taco, and it was fresh avocado they tried to put on the sign, but the spacing was ridiculous, and it became free shavacado.
Get to Del Taco. They got a new thing called free shavacado.
That was a woman?
That was a woman. Yeah, that was a woman. Yeah. Free shavacado. More than 16 million loops on Vine. Because
wow.
It just like loops.
Yeah.
More than 16 million. And then, of course, you go on YouTube and people have made song parodies and thrown
yeah.
in there. And first of all, what's your take on the whole viral phenomenon before you talk specifically about free
You
shavacado?
Know, I think it's – there are some instances where I'm like, wow, this person – you know, obviously has a lot of free time.
right.
Well, no, I mean, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That the fact that someone was like, that says free shavacado. You know, that's hilarious in its own bit. But I actually have a great admiration, especially for people who do the remixes.
Yeah.
Like, I think the Christian Bale rant was probably one of my favorite remixes ever.
Right.
Which I won't repeat it here because it involves a lot of F-bombs.
That's the best thing ever, that rant,
sequence.
Too.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. But then the person who, like, really, like, just went for it and, like, they're, so it's actually become, like, an art form.
Mm.
An internet art form, if you will. Because it takes talent to put together a remix like that.
Yeah.
But it's funny just because there's so many moments in your life where you, funny things happen and you're like, I'm alone. Wait, nobody's here to see it. But, you know, if you catch it with your phone.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it ends up on the internet and, yeah.
And viral is a way to become famous now.
Yeah,
when you think about it.
I know.
I mean, I there's certain things that I watch faithfully. One of them is Casey Neistat's vlogs on YouTube, and he's been doing it for a long time. And he went viral originally. He was the guy riding the snowboard in New York City during a snowstorm. They were pulling him and he was riding the snowboard.
Yeah.
And recently, and he's again, So it's just vlog, 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 vlog.
Right.
And as of 2 weeks ago, I believe, he went viral again with his $21,000 upgrade in a first class from, it was from Dubai, United Emirates. $21,000 ticket upgrade. God. They upgraded him probably because he's Casey Neistat.
Right.
But it went viral again. Wow. And with, yeah, just millions and millions of views overnight.
Damn.
So, I mean, he makes a living that he speaks and off of viral videos.
Crazy.
So, I mean, I don't know if Free Shavaka could do lady is really raking in the dough.
I hope so. Necessarily.
But, you know, just Free Shavaka do. I love that video. I just think it's hilarious because I think the beauty of some viral stuff is it's natural.
Right.
And it's stuff like this. And when somebody's not really trying.
Yeah.
They just saw something hilarious.
Exactly.
And isn't that what we do with our friends when we laugh our asses off?
Yes.
You just see something hilarious and you go.
Right.
We've done it.
We have.
On many occasion.
Yeah. Probably again tonight at some point. Right. I'm sure.
Right. But like you said, it's the people that put in the effort of the remixes and that really push it along and make viral super awesome.
Yeah.
And this is a category, again, that I absolutely love. And I love YouTube. I get lost in YouTube videos.
I do too. I rely more on people on Facebook. I get so overwhelmed searching the internet. And it's funny because I'm like, one day I'm just going to stay home and like research and watch videos. And I'll watch like two videos and be like, duh. So I really rely on my friends or other people and doing all that research for me. You're one of those people. Yeah, if you post a video or, you know, so everybody out there, keep doing the good work.
And it's funny you mentioned that. I don't have to. Because I try to be cognizant and I'm like, I'm only going to post something if it's gold.
Right.
Because it's the people on my Facebook feed that every day it's a meme and it's a video and it's a meme and it's a video. I don't even watch them half the time anymore.
Well, yeah, it can get, if you're someone who's overposting, you will, then people will get to the point where they'll just stop paying attention to your stuff. So, but if it's someone who only posts every once in a while, I'm like, you know, I don't usually post, but this is hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I bite, you know.
Well, I can think of when you posted, when you went to the Goonie celebration. Ugh. And you posted the sloth on the unicycle playing the flaming bagpipes.
Amazing.
Did I get that correct? Yes. It was sloth on a unicycle.
Playing the Star Wars theme song.
Okay. Yeah. So that made it even cooler.
And yeah, the bagpipes would shoot flames out. It was amazing.
So, I mean, when you see that, when you post something like that, I'm like, okay.
I must
watch it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to talking more viral stuff. But everybody, right now, go to YouTube. All you have to search for is fresh avocado. That's all you have to search for. And you'll get free Shavaka do.
Free Shavaka do.
And from now, that's going to be in your head now. And you're going to hear free Shavaka do.
Yep.
Everywhere you go. And Del Taco, send me a check.
I know, right? Just plugged you.
Number 9.
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life, and then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
According to the apartment manager, the fire started in a woman's home who is wheelchair bound.
So ain't nobody got time for that, but I'll tell you what we do have time for. Talking about viral.
And this... Oh, I thought we weren't going to bring this up.
Yeah, so Jordan, you have a lot of explaining to do. But we're talking about, seriously, but not seriously, we're talking about this national treasure, this gem, Kimberly Sweet Brown Wilkins. Sweet Brown.
Oh, right. Viral videos.
Viral video. Oh,
Great.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Sweet Brown. Sweet Brown, originally on Oklahoma City's NBC affiliate KFOR-TV, there was a news story about folks escaping an apartment complex on fire. And here came this little gem of a woman, Sweet Brown, who gave quite the interview about not grabbing no shoes or nothing, Jesus. And again... really captured the hearts and minds of people everywhere with 64 million views.
Oh, my gosh.
With Sweet Brown. So, first of all, what were your thoughts on Sweet Brown's interview?
Very appropriate for the situation.
Right?
No, it's amazing watching it. And I loved listening to the reporter coming back in after Sweet Brown had given her testimony and listening to the reporter trying to keep her voice together as she's finishing up with the very professional news, you know? Right. And yeah, it's... That's the thing with viral. Like what?
Right.
I mean, first of all, there's nothing that explains viral. Like something, it's just right place, right time, and people want to share it and think it's funny. But that, I guess, that goes back to that was originally posted by the news outlet, right?
Right.
Okay.
And it just catches a hold, and somebody, you know, takes it and runs with it, and it's mind blowing.
And now it's got remixes
everywhere. Yeah. Last month, we talked about Free Shavakadu. Like,
right.
It was a sign that said fresh avocado, just spaced weird. So, and these things catch on, so,
right?
Which I don't get. So, I mean, do you look through feeds? Do you actively seek out like the viral stuff?
No.
Do you actively seek out viral stuff?
Another sound clip for you guys.
Right.
No, you know, I if it's on my Facebook, then I may or may not click on it. But no, I don't go to YouTube or Reddit or any of that stuff and actively try to seek stuff out. But you know, there's some amazing stuff out there and some really funny little anecdotes to, you know, that just tap into something pretty special. But no, I wanted to bring up. Do you know about Miranda Sings?
Oh yeah,
on YouTube.
My daughter loves her. She's seen her in concert.
Oh cool.
Yeah, Colleen is her real name.
Yeah, yeah. So the concert was as Miranda or
as Miranda. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool. So there's a new show on Netflix now called Haters Back Off,
right?
Which is her show. It's a story of Miranda Sings.
Yeah.
And I had not seen the YouTube channel before. I just started watching the show. Within the first 45 seconds or so, I was hooked on it. I was like, this is going to be so much fun. It's like Napoleon Dynamite with music videos. You know, it's like, it's all these really strange, fascinating, yet well-rounded, true performance characters that have to like find a way to coexist with each other, you know? So, but it's a lot of fun to watch. And I just think that's cool that, you know, there's something to be said for a video, a Sweet Brown video that goes out there and gets 64 million views in a couple of weeks. And everyone's like, oh, hey, let's talk about that. Let's bond over it. You know, that's cool. But then to see someone using strategy and using business savvy in order to create a channel of viral videos and to get 7 million viewers and then to be able to use that as leverage in order to get your own TV show. Like, I think that's, it's awesome, and it's also a little bit terrifying at the same time. First of all, 99% awesome, because that is a fellow creative, someone that, you know, look, this profession is not easy. Our job is to go out there and audition for things and to put ourselves out there for other people who are looking for actors or singers, and most of the time it's rejection. And most of the time, creative, you know, we don't just say, okay, fine, well then I'll create my own thing. We just keep going through the paces of trying to fit into someone else's idea of what they want, rather than saying, no, I'm going to make this. And that's what Colleen did. She made Miranda Sings, and she built that. And that, I think that's wonderful that we're in a time when we have that power to be able to do that for ourselves, you know, as long as we're smart about it, as long as we truly care about it and put things together in the right way and listen to our viewers and listen to our audience, then we can actually build something like that, you know? But then at the same time, it's a little bit Hunger Games to think, oh my gosh, you know, anybody can be a star, and I'm going to, it can be a real downfall for people to be like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then if they're not truly following all the steps and really listening to people and listening to themselves and being, you know, and being smart about it, then that's a big waste of time to try to build up and populate a YouTube channel if you're not planning ahead and you know, getting something out of it in return. So
because it's a great point, and because otherwise there's no lasting power with viral. I mean, Sweet Brown, you know, Ain't Nobody Got Time for That became huge, and people just kept saying it. It became a piece of culture itself. There were shirts with it and hats.
Yeah, but that doesn't bring anything back to Sweet Brown.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really bring anything. It's not like people are going to watch that news station more because
they're waiting for Sweet Brown to come back.
You know, the only thing it does is just share a little anecdote, a 45-second clip with someone for a day that brightens their day. But there's no there's no way to build anything off of that, you know? So right. Yeah, I think that the haters back off and the Miranda Sings and the Colleen Battingers, you know, like all of that, building something out of it, and the people who have found a way to do that, I think it's pretty awesome that we can kind of, they have found a way to harness that power of viral video and tapping into something that people want to share,
right,
and being able to use that to make a business for themselves.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, if nothing else, Sweet Brown, put a smile on my face
right,
and let me know that I was not alone with bronchitis.
Number 8.
We absolutely love viral videos here at the Pop 10. Joe, you a big fan of the old viral videos?
Yes. Scary to say, of course I am. Are you kidding me? The
right.
Piano, the cat playing the piano. What else is hey. There? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, we talked about Sweet Brown on a previous show. Yeah.
There are tons of them out there which are highly entertaining.
Absolutely. Chocolate Rain, you know, the list goes
I've
on
actually,
and on.
I've hung out with Chocolate Rain dude before. I was actually in a show called Triumph, Jack and Triumph, and it was Triumph the Insult Dog.
Yeah.
I was it was on Cartoon Network for a little bit. Or I think it was on Adult Swim. It lasted for about three episodes. But it was such a great show because yeah. It was Jack and Triumph, the puppet.
Yeah.
And we were one of his buddies. Like, I was one of his 90s buddies that him and Zendaya.
Tay-Zonday.
Tay-Zonday is his name. That's right. And a couple other people were poker players. And we would play. But then I was doing more episodes. But then the show completely got canceled. And we were supposed to shoot like a whole season of like 20 episodes or 25 episodes. And we only did like 4.
Oh, now we're going to start a Twitter campaign.
Right.
To bring
Go
it back.
Check it out. Jack and Triumph. It's Jack McBrayer from 30 Rock. And he was also the voice of Fix-It Felix on Wreck-It
Oh,
Ralph.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So he was in it as well.
How did that not take off? Twitter campaign.
I have no idea. It did take off, but I think there was just too many cooks in the kitchen, and right. I think they went over budget, and it was crazy. I mean, it was in front of a live audience and everything.
That's wild.
It was in New York City. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, it's sad that you guys had to get your pink slip for that show, because it sounds pretty
fantastic. Yes, exactly.
Fantastic.
I know. It really sucks. I know. It's horrible, you know, when you get the pink slip.
So let's move on to this month's viral video, and that's one of my personal favorites, Kazoo Kid.
I like to have fun. I like to sing, dance, pretend, and kazoo. Kazoo. Just kazoo it.
That is absolutely amazing, and it's always fun when you see the real one version. And then you see the other version that people decide to do things with.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up, because Kazoo Kid originally about 4 million views now since it's gone viral. But the trap remix has 24 million.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane.
I love it. The same thing with the damn guy, the burgers. You ever seen that?
Oh, Damn Drops.
Yes.
I love that guy. Ugh. I actually watch his stuff now, like, religiously.
Do you really?
Yeah, he's great. The food reviews, it's fantastic. Because I, you know, if I ate like he ate, I wouldn't be able to fit
right.
in the studio.
Damn.
That's he's amazing, that guy.
But Kazoo Kid. If you're on drugs, you should watch the remake. The remix, definitely. Any kind of drug you're on, doesn't matter what
right.
it is. Alcohol, bath salts, any of that kind of
right.
stuff. You'll definitely chew your face off.
But if you're epileptic, avoid it at all costs.
Yes, you might do this. You might get jiggy with it. Please don't do that.
But this was 1989. There were this couple, as I found out from researching more and more about
right.
it, wanted to do this VHS series for kids. That was really big then, the play-along type of things. And there was this young man. His name is Brett. With, you know, the standard late 80s haircut.
Right.
Played the kazoo.
The bowl cut. Yep.
And it just blew up and became viral. Like, as of
so
this year.
Weird where people think that that's going to be entertaining. But it was entertaining for the wrong reasons.
For the wrong reasons.
But it was highly entertaining. But now I want a kazoo all of a sudden. Why do I want to play a kazoo all day long when I'm
magic.
Shy and I don't have friends? I know I can find and I have the kazoo and you out there. Everybody,
I think we have a video for the YouTube channel. Joey Fatone reenacts Kazoo Kid.
Why can't we? We should reenact things like that. That would be highly entertaining. I think we should do that.
I'm down.
I'll get the bowl cut.
Sign me up, and I'll be Jonathan.
Yay.
But it's, you know, what do you think it is about this video that really sparked people's interest and make them, you know, laugh at least?
Well, I think it's the nostalgia of it. First of all,
right.
like you said, it took place back in the day where like Barney was around that time, in a sense of the group of kids and how excited the kids are. And I think that kind of take on it, maybe the parents were like, you know what, this would be a great idea. We can get you and say that you're alone, but you know what, if you're with a group of friends, you have your kazoo, which makes absolutely no sense. But it's one of those things that people, you can't help but not watch the whole thing.
Right.
You're sucked into it. You're just like, okay, where is this going? And oh my God, this is so horribly amazing. It's great. And people thought it was, I mean, trust me, I've done some interesting things in my past that I may not be too proud of.
Oh.
But I did one which was interesting, and it was weird because of course it wasn't the big budget like a Barney, mm-hmm. but they were called the Reppies, and they were dinosaurs. And back in the day, I did characters at theme parks. Back in the day, and I knew a couple people. It was interesting how thing evolves and people evolve and how you still keep in contact and I'll tell you that in a second, but yeah. It was these dinosaurs. At first it was more of like, you know, oh, teaching the way or teaching what's right and what's wrong. And I played Lobo, which was this big tall dinosaur, and the jaws were actually where we would actually talk, but somebody else would do the voice, but we would move our jaws and say the lines so the mouths would move. And boy, what a pain in the butt that was for me, because the jaw was, it was a big guy, he was right. Like platforms and all this other stuff. I don't know if you could find a video of it somewhere.
This, yeah.
But they actually switched over to a Christian. It became more of a Christian TV show after that. They actually hired other people. They rebranded it, and it was more about talking about God and Jesus and all this other stuff. So then the Reppies took a different approach to it. It was not so much of cleaning your hands. It was more or less of cleaning your hands and sinning away, you know, or something like that. I don't know what it was.
So you
exactly.
can pray with clean hands.
Exactly. You know, dinosaurs and Jesus. What a perfect mix. You know, that's what goes together. But yeah, it's always weird with those kind of videos and those kind of things, how they just suck you in. You're just kind of like, this is amazing because it's a train wreck, or it's funny, or maybe it wasn't meant to be funny, but it happens to be funny later on in years. You know, like so many other videos that we've seen in the past. You know what I mean? Right. You look at those things and you're like, oh my gosh, that was actually cool back then. I mean, you look at the... Well, it was never really cool in a sense. The Star Wars Christmas special.
Yes.
You look at that and you're like, oh my gosh, thank goodness they only aired this like once.
Right.
And it went off the shelves. But people watch it now, and it's highly entertaining and amazing because you see Chewbacca and his family and some weird sex thing going on with the chess pieces and the ladies and just any of that stuff.
Anybody? Oh, yeah. I'd take Itchy any day over Jar Jar Binks, exactly. But that's just me. I own it, so yeah, absolutely.
Itchy over Jar Jar.
Yeah, there's a soundbite for you. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen Kazoo Kid, please go watch it.
Please.
And Joey Fatone and I guarantee that you'll have fun.
Yeah, and if you just do drugs, guys, and watch that. And if not, you can actually feel like you're on drugs just by watching it, too. If you don't do drugs, kids, they're bad for you. Don't do those.
Don't do drugs.
Number 7.
I'm Poppy. I'm Poppy. I'm Poppy. I'm Poppy. I'm Poppy. I'm Poppy. I am Poppy. I'm Poppy. I'm Poppy. I'm Poppy. I'm Poppy. I'm Poppy.
Well, I am Dave. I am certainly not Poppy. But boy, is she just lighting it up. We're talking about viral videos, viral, you know, memes of that nature. But I am Poppy, 10-minute video of a girl saying that she's Poppy. Matt, I just showed you.
What do you want me to say? I'm speechless by it. I don't. Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web, and all the boffins in the American military who spent years perfecting the internet, you know, and all that we've achieved through this globalization of the world. What would you think they would think of seeing what it's being used for today?
They would not be happy.
I mean, no. Wow.
I am Poppy over and over. I mean, we wanted to, you know, and we've picked some gems on this show before. We had Kazoo Kid last month when we had Joey Fatone. Kazoo Kid is a great one. We had Sweet Brown. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know, good old Sweet Brown. And I am Poppy, I think, could be, you know, the epitome of these people become overnight sensations with just bizarre, bizarre content.
I think that people have just got bored of stuff. Like, people don't need it to be funny anymore. It's just anything. We're just like, I think it might be a big joke. It might all be a big conspiracy that goes right to the top where people are just like, what can we make famous that is the stupidest, most pointless thing in the world to see how we can manipulate the world. Like, what can we do? Let's take a girl for 10 minutes just saying, I am Poppy, and make it famous. If we can do that, then we've got everyone. We've got them all.
Absolutely.
And they've done it. That's it.
I really think it's a living in the moment type of situation. Because does she want to tell her grandchildren someday, like, you know, we bought this house because I am Poppy?
Well, I mean, at least you don't have to tell anyone her name anymore. It saves Fair enough. Time. Introductions have gone now. Everyone knows that. Sorry, what's your name?
Yeah.
Guys, come on.
Really, please.
3.5 million people know what my name is.
Right.
I shouldn't be having to tell you by now.
and wow. And, you know, to further illustrate the point, you know, we talked about it's just become, you know, to become famous. It's just bizarre, just out there. But sometimes this stuff gets pretty serious. You know, especially in the case of PewDiePie is coming under heavy, heavy fire. Disney is pulled away from him, ending their relationship with him. YouTube says they're not going to put big sponsors on him anymore, big ads. You know, it's being said he was getting into some supposedly anti-Semitic type of stuff, and just seems to be a kind of a. And I'll say it. It's cool. I'll say it for everybody in the studio. Just a vile individual.
It's. I mean, a lot of it comes from a shock factor that people want. You know, when you've got a lot of people, you know, anyone can pick up an iPhone and make a YouTube channel, and start posting stuff online, and you've got an incredibly saturated market where everyone's fighting over advertisements and views and airtime and whatever, and it's just, well, what is gonna get me column inches? What is gonna get my name out there? And then eventually all ideals of decency and morality just go out the window. And until people like Disney and advertisers say no, you know, until they draw the line and say that is too far. We don't care how many times your name's been in the press this week. We don't care how many more viewers you've got because of this. The line is here and you've crossed it. That's game over. And until companies start doing that, so, you know, kudos to them, then it's just going to get worse and worse, and common decency is going to go out the window. And, you know, I am a big believer in comedy, and I don't think there's a huge amount that is sacred in comedy. But when it's not funny, when it's not even an attempt to be funny, you're just saying the most outrageous, disgusting, repulsive thing, whether you believe it or not, is irrelevant, because we have a problem at the minute where online especially, things are becoming mainstream or acceptable just because they're talked about frequently. And everyone, you know, whether it's racism or anti-Semitism or sexism or whatever, these things are now becoming commonplace. And the more commonplace they become, the more people appease that language and behavior, the more people who actually have those views feel emboldened to use it and to say it. And it becomes institutional and no one cares anymore, and so we need more people to start drawing lines. And I'm not talking about clamping down on free speech or whatever, because absolutely it's his right to say it, by all means. No one's going to stop you from saying it, but there's absolutely no reason why we should be giving you money to say that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
So that's you know, that's what I think.
No, and so do you think, you know, somebody like PewDiePie, And again, I also think that he just goes over the line. It's not so much that, you know, Howard Stern was a shock jock and made things.
Yeah.
You know, but I think this PewDiePie does go over the line. Do you think he's a product of this environment, or do you think that he's contributed to creating this environment?
Well, I mean, probably both.
Yeah.
I mean, it's self-sustaining. Once someone, you know, you're created in this environment, and you realize that you have a market for it, and you sell it, and it, you know, it's pretty good. You got a pretty good response from that. Maybe I'll go a little bit further, and a little bit further, and then other people want a piece of your pie, and they go, well, he got it from doing that, I'm going to do the same thing, and it all just breeds more. And until we stop giving it the time of day, you know, and again, not banning anything, but just not supporting it either. It's a big difference,
right?
And I think you could happily say he's a victim, because ultimately there are people paying, there are people viewing and watching and defending, and it's kind of the moral question that you get with some people do choice, you know, like a Piers Morgan, for example. Do you guys know Piers Morgan?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, what a shame. so, the you know, he just says outrageous things that are ridiculous, and he thinks, what's the most offensive, stupid, non-conformist thing that I can say that's going to get me in the paper? And that's fine if you're cynically going to take money off that. But when you realize that that is having a direct negative impact on the actual world and people are buying into what you're saying at face value and not taking it as you just money grabbing or cynically just saying things, when they're taking it at face value and thinking you're a hero of those attitudes, then that's the point at which you have to say, I've sold my soul. I cannot do this anymore.
Right.
And if you can't do that, then you're as bad as the people who genuinely believe that stuff, if not worse.
Right. And I mean, like you, it is kind of that aspect of it is kind of a cesspool of, you know, self-perpetuating just gross stuff. But the other side of viral and the other side of this YouTube world is also, you know, fun, you know, tributes. Like that, all the Harry Potter content out there. Alohomora is one of my favorite YouTube videos. I love it. People just mix, you know, different clips and music and whatnot. And are you familiar with that? And are you familiar with, you know, the Potter Puppet Pals?
Yeah, I've been sent that a few times.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that stuff?
Well, then you get to the other side of the internet, which is the wonderful side that I think when those boffins were creating it, probably had no idea what they were going to unleash. And the idea of hidden talent all over the world, people's abilities, creativity, and ideas, imagination that we now have through YouTube, singers that would never have been discovered because they live in Calcutta somewhere, and then suddenly they've put a YouTube video on and they have the voice of an angel, and someone in LA has seen the video, and that would never have been possible, you know, 30 years ago, and so that side of the internet suddenly is a beacon of light. And I think it's brilliant. And I think the fact that, you know, with Twitter, for example, that if you have a hero or an inspiration, that you can send this stuff directly to them, right, and they can see it. You know, you could have poured, you know, there's people who, you know, I'm not saying I'm anyone's hero or inspiration, but people who have spent hours drawing pictures of me, and maybe they might have sent it in fan mail, it might have got lost, they might not have ever got to me at all. Now they can just send it directly to me on Twitter and I can see it. And I go, that's incredible. Thank you for sharing that with me. I did it. I sent a tweet to Dwayne Johnson a few months ago because I just think as someone who, I read his autobiography. It's one of two autobiographies that I've ever finished. I'm not really a nonfiction reader. And okay. And I've only managed to finish two. And his was one of them, the first one I ever read. And for someone who has come from, you know, nothing and suffered so much adversity, but through actually just working hard, just work, getting in the gym at stupid o'clock in the morning,
right,
and realizing his weaknesses, and also realizing his strengths and focusing on those, and he's, you know, someone who wasn't a great actor when he started, but you can quite clearly see that he's worked and pushed his strengths, and now he's the most bankable actor in Hollywood.
Right.
And I just literally just wrote to him completely. I just read an article about him talking about people in his last movie not pulling their weight.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was the most inspiring thing. And I just wrote to him and said, I just want to say you're a huge inspiration both professionally, on acting, diet, training, and just like get up and go, basically. And he wrote back and saying, really appreciate it, you know, it's really important, blah, blah, blah. Where else could that have possibly happened? And so that kind of level of interaction and that connected nature that we all share now, that's the bit of the internet that is brilliant. I love all those viral stuff. I'm always watching stuff like that, and the memes and stuff like that. It's great.
Yeah.
And it brings us together, you know. It used to be that you all had to watch the same channel at the same time so you could go into school the next day and go, did you watch that last night? No, I didn't. I missed it. Sorry, I was doing something else. Now, with this nature, everyone's seen that meme. Everyone's seen that viral video ever, and you can all just brings people together. It's conversation starters. Maybe I am Poppy slightly less so, but there's stuff out there. People go, oh my god, yeah, I've seen that. Seen that. Brilliant. It brings people together. I think it's great.
It gives you a break in the day.
Yeah,
a long arduous day. Just yeah. to, if you have 10 minutes to kill, just watch I Am Poppy.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. Just if only so you can talk about it around the water cooler on your break at work.
There it is.
Yeah.
So there it is. So everybody, I Am Poppy.
Watch the Potter Puppet Pals and Alohomora if you smell what Matthew Lewis is cooking.
Number 6.
So apparently we are all Barb. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking viral. And Stranger Things Barb's doppelganger just lit Twitter up like crazy. So Stranger Things fans fell in love with the awkwardly charming Barb, who didn't, and have been dying to know her whereabouts since her creepy disappearance. Wouldn't have minded seeing Barb on Game of Thrones, just saying. But fans of the character are now uniting on Twitter by sharing their doppelganger pics resembling the character. So it's nice that Barb had a doppelganger. Were you guys Stranger Things fans?
Oh, my gosh.
Big time.
So good. And yeah. I saw these doppelgangers that are coming up, and I think that is one of the testaments to how amazing the show was. Not only was it well acted, not only was it well written, but every single scene, every single sequence in this show felt like the 80s. I mean, we are both D-Man and myself are children of the 80s, you know, and it just felt like we were back there. So it's funny because so many people have that picture where they look exactly like Barb, because that was that there were a million girls like that in the 80s.
I'm pretty sure one of them was Ed Sheeran.
It had to be. Damn.
Yeah, but they all looked like high school pictures of all of my aunts. hashtag my aunts are all Barb. Swear to God.
I smell a Halloween costume. But yeah, you know, this begs the question of you know, A, viral stuff is interesting. So how does stuff like this go viral, A? And B, does it make you wonder if you have a doppelganger out there? Or is there, or do you have a definitive?
Oh. Well, I mean, on the viral side, I think something viral is something that you can't create. I think we've learned that at least in the last couple of years with viral stuff, that it's something that you come at from a pure place and it just resonates with everyone. Kind of in the same way, D-Man, that you just said that, like, Barb, all of these people posting pictures of themselves looking like Barb, it's all of your aunts looking younger. It's like you resonate with that, and so does a million other people.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, the hashtag will trend or the photo will go viral or the video or whatever. But with doppelgangers, I mean, there are definitely, you know, however many billion people in the world, there are definitely people out there that look strikingly close to you. In fact, D-Man and Conor McGregor are like about one molecule away from one another.
That, I have another one. You know it too.
Yeah. Lane Staley.
Yeah. I get Lane Staley all the time. It's kind of creepy.
When I was younger, I had I used to dye my hair blonde, and when I had blonde hair, I was almost pretty spitting image to David Spade and Tommy Boy.
You still are.
A little bit.
Oh, that's great. Oh man, that's fantastic.
Would you feel the same way about doppelgangers there?
I haven't heard it a lot until recently. And I think the convention circuit kind of brought that out. And somebody, we have Sons of Anarchy guys on at Walker Stalker and at Heroes and Villains.
Yeah.
And there's a gentleman on Sons of Anarchy that I've gotten a few times. It was all fun and games until we had Walker Stalker Con Chicago, I believe. Not this one, the year before, we had some boy banders to the show because the Dead 7 movie on Sci-Fi. Which had a collection of boy banders. And at the time, I had a pretty decent beard going on. I had my glasses one day.
I know.
And the very night before the convention, I was in the hotel bar, and a young lady was convinced that I was AJ McLean.
Yeah, I knew it. Did you? Okay, so were you the nice person and corrector, or did you run with it?
Well, I asked if it would get me a drink, to which she said no. So then I corrected her. But the next day at the show, word had gotten to AJ. And AJ and I had a nice conversation. We had some good photo ops, and we were planning to do a stunt where I was going to sit at his table after a break with sunglasses on to see if anybody had noticed. But the time got away from us. But, yeah, that's the closest I've come. But he was a great sport about it, and he's phenomenal. So I'm okay with that, I guess.
So you're a good sport about it too?
Yeah, what are you going to do? You know, Conor McGregor's a pretty badass doppelganger.
Yeah,
I don't hate it. Actually, I remember leaving work one day, and this Irish guy was stumbling out of a bar, and looked like he was trying to pick fights with everybody, and he took one look at me, and he's like, hey, you look like Conor McGregor. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, you know who he is? I was like, yeah, I know who he is. He's going to be the champion. He's like, oh, and then we were like best buddies for the rest of the night.
Did you get any free drinks that night? It hasn't worked for me yet.
I must have, because I don't remember.
Oh, fair enough. Done and done. Speaking of drinks, too, while we're on the topic, a little Death Wish vodka action, right?
Yeah.
Damn, I need to...
We partnered with a distillery up here, Albany Distilling Company, and they helped us create this vodka. And I'm so proud of this vodka, because so many times you go into the liquor store and you see, especially vodka, there is every flavor under the sun. I think there's like birthday cake vodka out there now and all this crap.
Yep.
But it's all made with like extra sugar and a lot of like syrupy, chemically kind of stuff.
And weird, like, yeah, weird fake additives.
Yeah, our vodka is nothing but vodka and nitro brew coffee. That's it.
Well, it's not nitro brew. It's just...
Or cold brew coffee, sorry.
And a little bit of sugar.
The tiniest bit of sugar just to, you know, to keep that alcohol in the bottle the way that it is. But it when it's broken down, it's basically 70% vodka and 30% cold brew coffee.
And 100%...
Badassery.
Delicious. Yeah. Oh my God. We can't keep it here. It just disappears. I mean, it's just so easy to pour into your coffee and nobody notices.
It makes the best white Russians, and it also is the best to pour over ice cream, like in an affogato.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, you know, I'd love to do a video review for our YouTube channel. So I'm still winking from my last broadcast. Wink, wink, wink.
All right.
Need that in my life. So, ladies and gentlemen, ask your friends around you, your coworkers, who your doppelganger is, and drink some Death Wish vodka. We'll call it a day.
Number 5.
Next up could be my favorite category, viral. And like I've said before, year one, we had some gems. Kazoo Kid, huge favorite of mine. Sweet Brown, who doesn't love Sweet Brown? Free Shavakadu. Instant free classic. Shavakadu. I think that's how we started off this podcast, with Free Shavakadu. But
I have to check that out.
I saved a gem for you, nonetheless.
For me?
For you, just because it's such a gem. And this is how we do things around here. We're talking about strutting that ass. And if you say it with Z's, you're not really saying a bad word.
Oh, okay.
Strutting that ass.
I like that.
The story here, supposedly, according to Reddit, is that there's a news guy in the shot. His name is Jamie Tucker. This is a YouTube video now, but it looks like it was shot on VHS. And there was apparently this crazy impaired man who was just upset about the fact that he has no viable means of transportation, and he had to walk to Guntersville, which was about 40 miles away, and a jogger apparently jogged by him, got snarky, and this guy was very upset.
When you start walking, my friend, and you get 10 and 15 miles on the highway, you won't be strutting that ass. You'll be half dead by the time you get there. So it's a chauvinistic pig attitude that Clinton's got. Strut that ass, strut that ass, strut that ass, strut that ass. And when you walk about 15 or 20 miles, you won't be strutting that ass.
Where is Guntersville?
It's not in...
I think it's Alabama.
Yeah.
Which,
sure.
Okay. Now, so if you watch it and you know that might help explain some of the behavior, too.
Oh, he just went off.
It's just hysterical.
He just went crazy about walking versus you know, not walking, how upset he was, and how he was not going to be somebody to be strutting that ass. And he's got all kinds of moves.
Is that like fancy pants term?
It's this guy's strutting that ass, and he's jamming on the one. He should save that some of that energy to walk to Guntersville.
And how far away is Guntersville? I think he says it. It's like
40 miles away. 40
miles away. I mean, that is a pretty long walk.
You gotta wonder what happens in these situations. And it was one of those things that it's been around for a long time.
If it was shot on VHS, then yeah.
Well, I just discovered it not too long ago. My son thought it was hilarious as well. And it's a good one. When it comes to viral, it's a good one.
Yeah. I think the fact that he is so animated and showing us how you strut that ass
is what makes it so fun to watch. And this poor man, like, who knows what he does in his regular time.
Sure.
But
that's
now,
just it.
Now he's known for this.
He could do it every day.
Maybe.
Maybe this was his breaking point.
But does he, it seems like he doesn't like people that strut that AA.
That's what he said, because the jogger made a comment of, you know, how jogging is more efficient, jogging is faster. And he's just upset because, yeah, he's not walking for recreation. He's walking because he couldn't get a ride.
So this was before Uber, apparently.
So, yeah, we live life pre-Uber and post-Uber.
So this isn't really a problem today, is what you're saying.
No. But I feel he'd still be upset about it.
Yeah, I think he's just upset in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it a gem.
It's pretty spectacular. I think that his interaction with the reporter and the reporter cracking up is one of my favorite parts,
yeah,
too. I mean,
that is great.
When you see that, because reporters can keep it together normally. That's their job. Sure. They have to try and keep it straight while they're out reporting in the field. And to see this reporter just doubled over for a good amount of time, he can't pull it together because, you know, he probably is guilty of strutting that AS.
The reporter is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it just boils down to this, that folks, if you can't get a ride somewhere and you have to walk, just remember, don't be strutting that ass.
Number 4.
Well, folks, if you're running on empty, the viral category will take care of that. This is probably my favorite category. They're like kids, right? We love all the categories. But just like kids, you have a favorite category. And this one I absolutely love. And again, if you're running on empty, you need a good food review. That's right. We're talking about the report of the week.
Hello, everyone. This is Running on Empty Food Review. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone watching. This is Running on Empty Food Review. I am your host, the Report of the Week. You know, it's always fascinating the way it is. The absolutely infractious thought process of these chains. A new item, of course, a new item from Taco Bell. But understand, I don't really want to mention the brand name too much. If you watched the last video that I did, I kind of mentioned some of the difficulties I've been experiencing with the monetization and all that, and I worry that it's because of mentioning brand names.
Complete YouTube sensation, and I know you checked him out, right?
I did. This kid, I mean, I guess he's not a kid.
No, he's a college student from what we understand.
He's in college.
Or he's a vampire and he's 500 years old.
This dude has made a following reviewing energy drinks. His original series was the Energy Crisis, yeah. I guess. And I mean, just watching the few that I saw, there was one in particular that featured a cat that was pretty hysterical.
It's pretty good, yeah.
He's trying to be so serious as he's reviewing energy drinks. And I don't know. It's just, he gets completely thrown off by this cat. It cracked me up. And I certainly know that that particular energy drink tastes like kiwi and and has, you know, a really nice flavor to it. Because he may have said it a million times.
I think he was distracted by the cat. But and that one's so fantastic. Too. And I think the bigger picture here, I'm going to give you some background on this guy. Establishing his channel in 2011, originally known as Review Bra, which seems very out of character for him. His initial focus was on a series of energy drinks, like you said, where the famous line, it's Gween, came from. yeah, that's the first one he ever did. Watch it. But he since has diversified to include food review. So it's a lot. The majority is food review now. Every now and then he did a video the other day, not that I'm subscribed or anything, about JetBlue, about his skincare. But the food reviews really is what brought him to the forefront. And he has, you know, some other things, like you said, energy drinks, but he blew up, and he had a cameo on Tosh.0 in 2016, and he's very well known for these oversized suits, and and his long nails, and he's, you know, look, more power to him, because he made a video saying how it makes him happy, and this is a style that he likes, and it's easier to find them at a good price, because it's not necessarily like a tailored suit like people would wear now. But it's for me, it's just odd, and it caught my attention because it was
it was like a something you can't take your eyes away from.
No, you're exactly right. I felt like I was watching a more eloquent lurch. me information about these products, and I think this is what I find fascinating about YouTube. You and I have talked about this before, that people, anybody can put together their gimmick and talk about damn near anything and get thousands and thousands of subscribers. I think about the crap that my kids watch on YouTube, that they will sit and watch stuff like this guy for hours. Yeah. They're probably doing that right now. And it's just in my mind, sometimes I think, gosh, this is garbage, but people are making a living in some respects. Some people are making very good livings doing this kind of stuff. So, you know, Review Bra, you, hats off to you, man. you did it.
Damn near 600,000 subscribers. And,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and I can't stop watching. I really...
That's exactly it.
I can't. And the fact that the video that I sent you with the cat, too, it's... The cat comes up in the table, and he just keeps going. And not only that, but he put it on the internet. He didn't do it over. He didn't go put on a different oversized suit. He just kept rolling with it.
Well, and this cat is not amused. Let's be honest. This cat came to that table to steal the show. Yeah. He was like, this dude is not going to be the star of this episode.
Right.
This is my show. And the cat totally takes over.
Yeah. And he knows it. And I was watching it at 1 o'clock in the morning last night, or this morning, however you want to put it. And there was another review that he did. It was of Hungry Howie's. He appeared to be in Florida. And there were two more cats. And I was just, it was mind blowing. And this segment about Report of the Week is not about cats. It's about this young guy who, like you said, it's an example of somebody who took nothing and turned it into something. And it's funny too, the connection here. Another viral guy that I love, Dame Drops. He's been on the Rachel Ray Show now. He's a regular on that show. He definitely makes his living off of YouTube. And he just started a series called YouTube Success Stories. And this was the first one that he did. So I urge everybody to go watch that. And it's just remarkable to see that community. And that's the cool part about the online realm is it's a community. And a lot of times people want to see each other succeed and not fail. Same thing with podcasting. So I absolutely love it. And I urge everybody, if you haven't seen the Report of the Week, check this guy out. He's getting anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 subscribers a day.
Yeah. So, and, I mean, he's figured it out. And again, more power to him.
Yeah. So the next time you need some energy and you want to know what to buy, or you're running on empty and you need a food review, check out the Report of the Week.
Number 3.
This month in viral, if you've got plans for a snowstorm, what would they be? Well, Shirley Nash is getting fat and sassy.
Probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Fat and sassy. Eating bread and desserts.
Now, where's she from? Because I think she might be from my hometown. Polk County is where I'm from.
Polk County, Iowa? That's it.
No, Polk County, Florida.
That's how people talk.
I mean, Shirley sounds like my folks.
Wow.
Not my parents, not by any stretch of the imagination, but yeah, the people I grew up with, Shirley sounds like she's one of them, but she's not.
No.
She's from Iowa?
Maybe she's from your hometown.
Maybe originally.
Yeah.
There's no way that woman is from Iowa. That's not an Iowan.
Iowan.
Accent.
No, that's not. But I
love
Shirley.
But I love her,
man.
Right? How do you not love her?
You know, and we're thinking about viral for April, and this is a and our viral stuff isn't always the month that it came out.
Oh,
this
gosh, no.
Originated January, I believe.
Yes.
This was in Iowa. What station was it?
As WCCB News 10.
News 10, out there doing interviews about the impending storm, asking folks what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Here comes Shirley Nash.
Man, they got a good one with Shirley. Well, she must have been like outside of the grocery store.
Right.
She's thinking about what she's going to be eating. She's going to have soups.
They're going to cook some soups, multiple.
Multiple. What would your soup of choice be?
I'm not a big...
In the weather apocalypse.
In the weather apocalypse. I'm not a big soup guy.
Oh.
I'm really not. Okay. I like chicken fillets, got a good soup. Oh. I'm a ramen guy, though. So ramen would be my soup of choice.
Ramen. Got it. Okay. All right. Well, you know,
Are you a cooker of soups?
I like soups. I'm a little soup particular.
Really?
I love tomato soup.
Oh.
But it's got to have a little bit of cheese in it.
Not sure we can be friends.
Oh, well, yeah. That's fine.
Dave's always wrong. Hashtag Dave's always wrong.
I do love Chick-fil-A's chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, it's amazing.
When you're sick, man, there's nothing better than that soup.
Yeah, and it just started coming up north where I'm from. So yeah. It would be a hike. But if you're friends with Shirley Nash, you don't have to go anywhere.
No, you just go to Shirley's house and she's going to have all the soups. So, but here's the thing, you know, as someone who is from Florida,
yeah,
born and bred here my entire life.
There's another parallel.
Oh, see,
yep.
We have so much in common.
You do.
I love chicken nuggets too, but we do storm prep all the time.
Yeah.
I've never really thought about my soup collection during a hurricane.
Right.
You know, like you go get your water, your batteries, flashlights.
Yeah. Well, they even said bread and milk in this piece.
Yeah, non-perishable, bread and milk. What?
That's what they said. Well, it's snowstorm. So I'm from Boston, Mass.
Okay. Explain this.
When a snowstorm is coming,
yeah,
you go to the store. Mm-hmm. Like if you work during the day when the storm is coming, you go there, there'll be no bread and no milk.
Well, it's funny that you say that because actually, when you go to a store when there's a hurricane coming, same thing happens on the bread aisle. But I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like I'm going and getting like Jell-O cups, pudding.
This is quite the window into your life.
Chips.
Right. Like pudding, chips.
These are my non-perishables.
Okay.
Maybe some applesauce. I don't know. I'm probably buying all the wrong things. But the thought of eating soup that has not been prepared, that is just like out of a can, kind of Walking Dead style.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Gross, man.
Well, she's cooking soups.
Well, how is she cooking soups?
We're so fixated on the soup, but I think the major hook here is the eating bread and desserts.
Desserts. I mean, now she's talking the language.
With your
I love
pudding.
Sweets. My puddings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she's talking about. But to just say and get all fat and sassy.
Fat and sassy.
I wonder what fat, I get it, but I wonder where the sass comes in.
Well, I mean, if there's a storm,
you're just gonna be inside, being all sassy,
trapped and sassy. Yeah, you get, you know how you get a little like cabin fever going,
oh,
a little
boy,
stir
do I know.
Crazy.
Yeah,
that maybe Shirley gets a little sassy.
Mm.
That's her cabin fever.
That's great, man. I love this. She's a gem.
I would hang out with her in a storm.
She is a gem, and I was just thinking I would hang out with her in a storm.
I would eat her soups.
Fair enough. I would get fat and sassy with Shirley Nash. But you know, we think about the viral category on this show.
Yeah.
And again, there was a whole year before consistency was your middle name and you were here. But when you think about...
You find a way to jab me every show.
It just is what it is.
Maybe consistency won't be my middle name next show.
Hey! And then I will be right. And then Allison is never right
never
will
mind.
Be a hashtag.
Never mind.
So then that's out. But I would love to get all of the folks we featured in the viral category and put them in the same place.
Yes.
I think that would be fantastic. It would
just
almost
like a little mixer event.
It would be like a Tosh.0, except we wouldn't be rude and it would actually be good. So I think that's what we should do and get all those. I'd love to see Sweet Brown and Shirley Nash have a conversation.
Oh my gosh, they'd be hilarious together, wouldn't they?
Because Sweet Brown would be like, you're cooking soups? Nobody got time for that.
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
Right.
You'd be strutting your ass down to the store to get your soups.
Hey, we got to find out if that guy's still around.
Oh, he's got to be.
We got to That's a pop-up interview that needs to happen. Pop-up interview with Shirley Nash.
Oh, I would love that.
It's gold.
Let's go find her. She's in Sioux City, Iowa, right?
Right. And if you need her, I have a pretty good idea what she's going to be doing.
She cooking them soups.
Having breads and desserts. And getting all fat and sassy. Oh, let's end it.
Number 2.
This month in viral... I know I say this every month, but this one could be my favorite one. Ladies and gentlemen, this is taking the nation, if not the globe, by storm. We're talking about Man's Not Hot by Big Shaq.
Just sauce. Saucy. Raw sauce. Yo. Boom. The thing goes.
That's right, Man's Not Hot. What do you think about? I have to know immediately what you think about this.
I love that you immediately want to know what I think.
That's the first thing.
I cracked up watching this because this is like proving I could be a rapper. I could just stand there and say nonsense that all rhymes.
Well,
sure.
I mean, there's some facts in there too, like 2 + 2
is 4.
Is 4 - 1, that's 3 quick maths. I mean, that's a fact.
I can do quick maths. Obviously. So I was pretty much inspired, actually, and thinking my career as a rapper may not be over yet.
No.
Yeah.
It could have just begun.
It could have just begun. No, what I also love about this guy is that he's having fun and he's, you know, doing his thing.
Right.
But he is totally serious. Like, he's in this character.
Yeah.
And at first I didn't realize it is a character, right?
Yeah.
He's just playing a character.
Right. And you know, the first time I ever saw this was on the Facebooks. My shout out to my good friend and coworker from LockerStalker.com, Mary True. She posted a little video, and it was a meme video, and it said, you know, when you take your car to the mechanic and you have to explain the noise.
Yes.
And I was just like, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But then it just gets in your head, and I said, I got to research this more. And his name is Michael Dapa.
Okay.
He's from the UK.
Yeah.
And in May of 2017, he uploaded a sketch to Instagram with this character, Big Shaq, freestyling.
Mm-hmm.
But this video came out, and with all due respect, nobody knew who Michael Dapa was.
Well, sure.
So everyone was like, this is hilarious, this guy, Big Shaq.
Yeah.
And it just went beyond viral. I think we need to come up with another name for this category at this point, because it's beyond viral. Over 220 million views on YouTube.
That's just nuts.
This song went gold in the UK with over 400,000 sales.
So what, he was selling it like on like an iTunes kind of thing?
Yeah, That's crazy.
You bought the single.
No, I have Spotify, but it's on Spotify.
Okay.
I saw there's a Christmas remix too now.
Really?
Yeah, but this guy, Michael Dapa, it's been a double-edged sword for him, because that's not him. That's not who he is. That's a character.
Right.
And you can, I mean, YouTube's a rabbit hole.
Sure.
And if you jump down the rabbit hole in this, you can watch interviews with him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a YouTube video about the moment that he becomes verified on Twitter and whatnot. And you can see how bittersweet it is for him.
Yeah.
Because people want him to be Big Shaq.
Well, I mean, I think that's true for anybody nowadays that...
Yeah.
I don't know that... most people are the people that they portray in the celebrity realm all the time.
I can tell you that they're not, and you can too.
Right. So, you know, I think it's interesting that he kind of got frustrated is the right word, but he was just kind of like, well, that's not me. Well, you know, you put yourself out there like that, and then that does become you. So you have to be ready for that, which, I just think it's hysterical that he has created this character as almost like an accident. Like, oops, I can't believe I just did this.
Yeah. And the actual, with the video that went viral too, was him in a radio station.
Yeah.
And then there was an official video in
Miami
with his big jacket.
Yeah.
And he has the girl in the scene, and she's like, you know, hey, take off. And he's like, can't take off my jacket. Man's not hot.
Man's not hot.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
And my fear for Michael Dapa is that as a comedian, where does he go from here? Because he'll always be Big Shaq, A. And then B, even if Big Shaq releases another song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I always mispronounce this too. I don't know. Gangnam Style, Gangnam Style.
Yeah, yeah.
Gangnam
Style. Yeah, yeah,
Gangnam.
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 Gundam Pilots. I don't, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't. That thing with Psy, that's the most watched video in YouTube history.
Well, and didn't he try to put out a second
something like a do it from my single, daddy or get it from my daddy,
and like,
or something?
Everybody was like, what the heck is this?
We're like, do the dance.
Right, just do the dance, man. So I almost worry that Big Shaq would be in the same situation, because he hasn't done anything else at this point.
He has other characters and he's done other sketches, but I think he, you know, he's pushing on the social medias to do sketches and stuff like that.
But not as Big Shaq. Like, this is his one single.
I think
so
he's done
far.
Something else as Big Shaq though, but not to that degree.
Yeah. So I guess if he's going to you know, try and take this to the next level.
Yeah.
He's got a platform for sure. 220 million times this thing has been viewed on YouTube is nuts. So if he wants to, sky's the limit. But if he doesn't, take the win.
Well, yeah, I'm saying ride it out. Well, ride it out, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I would easily buy a shirt that's 2 + 2 = 4 - 1, that's 3 quick maps. I would easily buy that.
Or Men Not Hot.
Or Men's Not Hot. I would easily, you know, so I ride it out, because if you resist that kind of thing, you don't want to push away what brought you to the dance
a
little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and there are people that, celebrities that I've interviewed that embrace, you know, that kind of past. They embrace, Matthew Lewis embraces Harry Potter.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Joey embraces NSYNC.
Yeah.
So I think that's the key, not to push away from it.
Right.
Because, you know, if you do that, man's not going to stay hot.
Man's not staying hot.
No, in any way. So if you haven't checked it out, we played a clip for you, but go watch it.
It's worth the time.
That's right. And if somebody asks you to take off your jacket, just say no.
Man's not hot.
Number one.
Allison, do you know how to spell iridocyclitis?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Sure. Dev Jaiswal did not know how to spell iridocyclitis.
Well, that's not quite the sentence I was looking for, but okay.
This guy, we're talking viral. Hmm. Great kid. Came in fifth in 2015, the National Spelling Bee. Hero to Louisville, Mississippi. Huh. Misspelled iridocyclitis. Now, you may think a young man misspelling iridocyclitis, that's not enough for viral. Now, the internet got a hold of this clip.
Oh, no.
And it goes a little something like this.
Iridocyclitis. I-R-I-D-O-C-I. C-L-I-T-I-S, iridocyclitis.
Iridocyclitis is spelled I-R-I-D-O-C-Y-C-L-I-T-I-S.
Thank you so much, everyone.
He is such a happy kid. Just a good boy, his mom said.
Iridocyclitis. Iridocyclitis. Iridocyclitis.
All the time I turn around, brothers gather around, always looking at me up and down, looking at my
iridocyclitis.
Cause baby, now we got
iridocyclitis.
And folks just ran with it. And
it's amazing.
Yeah. Once the vines got a hold.
I think the supercalifragilistic iridocyclitis is my favorite.
I hadn't even heard that one.
It's amazing.
I like the Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I kissed a girl.
That's pretty good.
But this young man, again, you know, I always tell people a lot of times, if you fall in love with a vine,
yes.
Don't research it, because you get a lot more than you bargain for many times. But this young man was asked to spell iridocyclitis. He did not spell it correctly, but boy, did he give us a sound clip to take and run with.
Well, he got a standing ovation.
Yeah, he did.
Even though he didn't get it right. I think people, it sounds like the people at the Spelling Bee in 2015 fell in love with this kid because he was kind and sweet and just a gentle soul.
Right.
This kid goes home. His hometown welcomes him like he is a hero.
Right.
He's crying in every news clip, everywhere this kid goes, and he's honored. He's crying, and it just breaks your heart and is so sweet and heartwarming.
Right.
And he lost over a word about an eye inflammation.
We better stop crying or else he's going to come down with some iridocyclitis.
Yes. It's a bad thing. You don't want the iridocyclitis.
But it's you don't want these kids. Stay
kids,
away from that
you don't
iridocyclitis. It's funny, too, because during the competition, one of the judges gave him a word that he asked to use in a sentence, and they talked about Drake's new mixtape, and Drake actually retweeted that clip.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so I think that kind of added to the fame of young Dev here. But this is viral. Like, we love viral.
Yeah,
here.
We do.
And we've talked about everything from Kazoo Kid to Sweet Brown, to some pretty interesting stuff. And what was last month was Laurel and
Yanni.
My dad's favorite. I was trying so hard to get the attention of Yanni last month. I tagged him in every post.
What's he doing? Why wasn't he paying attention?
I mean, it wasn't really about you, Yanni, but I made it about you. But this iridocyclitis, Vine just took it and ran with it, and there are so many.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
It is hilarious. And I think, you know, it is the pure definition of viral because it's something so simple and innocent.
Yeah.
And people can take it and bend it in a way and represent it. And it's just so funny and fascinating. And I almost felt bad for laughing at
it.
Because this kid is so sweet. But yeah, I mean, he is now... Dev is a sensation.
He's a sensation.
He's a celebrity.
Well, you only learn that he's that sweet when you do the research.
Yeah.
Unless, don't do the research.
Right. If you didn't do the research, you'd never know. You just think these vines are hilarious.
Yeah, just keep going.
And then you hate yourself later for laughing at this kid.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't, but I'm sure some people do. But it's one of these things that I continue to watch over and over and over.
Yeah.
And we could do a whole podcast on just viral stuff, vines, things that you just find funny rather quickly. And then you kind of move on to the next one.
Yeah.
And this is one that I like to come back to.
Yeah. Well, you referenced it in last month's show, so we felt like we needed to really...
to give you the background.
We're doing the research for you. Help everybody understand. Yeah, you're welcome.
But just stop there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't watch the clips. Google any further.
Just check out the compilations from Vine. And whatever you do, make sure you wash your hands often, because it's one thing you don't want.
And it's iridocyclitis.
Well, that's it. I hope you've enjoyed this hilarious look back at 10 of our favorite viral moments from the podcast over the past couple of years. Please visit us on the World Wide Web at thepop10.com, on Twitter at TheRealPop10, Instagram at ThePop10, and of course our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ThePop10, for all kinds of new and cool content. Again, thanks so much for joining us. I'm Dave.
And I'm Allison.
And we'll see you next time right here on The Pop 10.